You are listening to the Messengers radio program.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
This is Marcus.
And Trisha.
And we are...
The Messengers.
Yeah, we're the Messengers. Hey, have you guys ever heard us before?
Of course I have.
Oh, okay, good. Well, some people may not have ever heard us.
Oh.
So what we'd like to do is kind of let you know that we are a husband and wife team that want to get the word out there. And the way we get the word out is God speaks through Trisha a lot. And she writes it down every day in journals. One of the main things is she will take subjects of what she writes in her journals, and then God gives her even more insight for what we're going to do for these shows.
That's right.
So today we're going to be talking about gifts like we did in the last episode. But this time...
we're talking about give thanks.
Right. Last time we talked about God's gifts
to
us. Now we're going to be talking about our gifts to God, right?
Yes.
All
that
right.
We need to give back to God. That's just as important.
Absolutely.
So, last time we spoke, we pointed out how many gifts God has blessed us with. But he showed me that a gift is not a gift until it is received. You may put a present in a box, but it's not a gift until someone opens it. So, God gave all those gifts we talked about to everyone, but you have to receive it or it's not going to do you any good.
That's right.
For instance, last week we talked about how God gave us the gift of his son, Jesus, in John 3:16.
In John 3:16, I'm sure as most everybody knows, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
Yeah. So we know that God gave his son and Jesus gave us his life. But those gifts are not realized until they are received. Jesus died for all of humankind, but the ones who don't receive it will not reap its reward. Eternal life. Amen.
That is a great reward.
Great gift. So even though God gave, you have to receive in order for it to truly be a gift. The same is true with the Holy Spirit. God gave us the Holy Spirit so we could have a comforter and a guide. He is the one who the gifts flow from, as we see in John 14:16, Acts 5:32, and 1 John 4:13. And those are all scriptures that we talked about in our last episode. In 1 Corinthians 12:4 through 11, it gives us some of the gifts the Holy Spirit administers. So I encourage you to go back and listen to that show or look these verses up on your own.
Absolutely. We encourage you. Open your Bibles. Don't let your Bibles get dusty.
Mm-hmm.
That's because that's what the devil loves. He loves a dusty Bible.
And you know, we're in a technology age. Something, however you say that. But you know, a lot of people have their Bibles on their phones and things like that. And that's
right.
Good. That's good to read.
The Bible is very mobile these days.
Yes, it is. We see that God loves to give us gifts. But now we need to understand about giving our gifts to him. In the Old Testament, we see some examples of the urging to give back to God.
That's right. So let's look at one of those. It's Psalm 100, verse 4. And this says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name."
The author of this psalm knew how important it is to give thanks. When someone gives you a gift, you should thank them. It is no different with your heavenly Father. In fact, it should be much more so with him because he has given us more than we could ever give him. We find that many wars won in the Old Testament were celebrated with thanksgiving. In Psalms 106:1, we find the benefit of praising God.
"Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever."
That's good.
Yeah.
That passage says that when we give thanks, his love endures forever.
And that's a pretty long time.
Yes, it's never ending. And we as humans can't totally comprehend that because that's just beyond our thinking. We don't know forever. We can only guess at how it would feel.
Right.
But we Christians will know how it will feel.
And non-Christians will too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Forever is a long time, especially if you're in hell. So we don't want you to be there. We want you to be with God forever.
So if you want to find out how to spend eternity in heaven, make sure you listen all the way to the end, because we will give an invitation.
So he says his love will endure forever. But think of it this way. When you give gifts to someone and they appreciate and thank you, you want to bless them with more gifts. I think this author knew that by thanking God, you could feel his love enduring with you all the more. Remember, in the Old Testament, they didn't have Jesus like we do now. So their gifts were different than ours, but they had a different covenant. They still knew their God was great and loved them. They knew that by thanking him, it pleased him, and he was able to bless them even more.
That's right. It's not enough just to be a giver to God, but a thankful one. As it says in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
That's right. This verse has different meanings to different people, but I want to focus on the end. God loves a cheerful giver. When you give thanks or anything, he wants us to do it cheerfully. Again, when you give a gift to someone and they say thank you, but they don't do it cheerfully or with any true feelings, it makes you a little sad.
Yeah.
It does.
Thanks.
You may not see the side effects right away, but you don't feel like giving them a gift anytime soon. It takes away your joy. When you aren't thankful to God from our heart, joyfully, then he gets a little sad. He wants to bless us, but it's not as much fun when we don't thankfully give back to him.
Right. And Luke tells us in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
Luke is telling us that with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. That means that the more we give thanks to God, the more he is able to bless us.
And then Paul also tells us in Acts 20, verse 35, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
That's right. When we are thankful to God, he blesses us with the love of giving to others. The more we give, the more we gain. But this is only true when given with a pure and thankful heart. If we give only to get in return, it doesn't work very well. We must give only wishing to bless others.
Right. And Paul again shows us in 1 Corinthians 13:3. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing.
Nothing. That's pretty harsh, too. He's showing us that even if we go to extremes with giving, but do so without love and thanksgiving, we gain nothing.
That's right.
That's pretty wasteful. It all comes down to your heart. You may be able to fool the people around you, but you are not able to fool God. He knows a thankful, cheerful giver who gives from the heart.
And he knows our hearts even better than we do. That's the amazing thing.
Yeah, because you can even try and fool yourself into believing something.
Right.
But he knows the truth. Matthew 13:12 shows us how blessed we will be when we give with a pure heart. It says, whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them.
And then on down to 1 Thessalonians 5:16.
It's one of my favorite scriptures.
It's like our family scripture.
Yeah.
So this is 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18 from the New International Version. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Amen. I love that. So as we enter into this Thanksgiving season here in America, we need to realize that the pilgrims were giving thanks to God for their situation. It was not an ideal situation, but they gave thanks, knowing God had brought them this far and he would bring them on. They had faith. They trusted.
That's right.
You know, Thanksgiving is not supposed to be only a holiday in America. It may not be a holiday in the rest of the world, but truly, every day should be Thanksgiving. We are to be thankful every day about everything. God loves a cheerful giver and blesses us back according to what we have given. We must give out of a thankful heart to truly reap all the blessings the Lord has for those who give.
That's right. And looking back on 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it says, "Rejoice always." And you can only rejoice when you are thankful.
We also find in Philippians 4:4, another one of my favorite scriptures.
That's right.
"Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice."
So he says it twice.
He does.
So when he says it twice, especially when he says your name twice, you want to make sure you really pay attention. But
yes.
When he says rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice,
that means take notice and rejoice. You
That's
know?
Right.
We need to be full of joy and love, the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We need to be full of all those and be thankful that we have those. So as we go into this holiday season and every day, be mindful to give back to God with a thankful heart and rejoice.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I know Trisha has been wanting to do this episode so bad.
Yes.
But as always, at the end of our episodes, we like to give everyone out there that's listening that has never received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, we'd like to give you that chance right now to do that. And I want you to understand this, that, and I say this every single time, choosing to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior is the most important decision that you will ever make. It's more important than choosing a career. It's because this decision you make is an eternal decision.
Yes.
It's not something that's going to that's going to end when you pass away. It's not something that's going to last you for just a couple of years or just till you get older. So I want you to understand this, that God's word promises this. And we're looking at Romans 10, verses 9 through 10, also Romans 10, 13. So Romans 10, 9 through 10 says this, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And if we skip on down to Romans 10, 13, it says this, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. It is by his grace, by God's grace, that he has already done everything to provide salvation. Your part is to simply believe and receive. So if you're ready to believe and receive what Jesus has already done for you, the way God has already provided it for you, I want you to pray this prayer out loud with me, and I want you to believe it in your heart. And I want it to come from your heart. Pray this out loud. Say, Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And by faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Amen.
And the very moment that you committed your life to Jesus, the truth of his word will instantly come to pass into your spirit.
Yes.
And now that you're born again, that means that there is a brand new you. So if you have prayed that prayer and you've said it from your heart and you've believed it from your heart, we want to hear from you. This is just the beginning. And the devil will come and try to steal what you've just confessed with your mouth.
He'll try to make you think you didn't do it right or that that's not really true what we said.
Absolutely. So please contact us. Go to our website, themessengersradio.com, and click on contact. And there you can either fill out a form, and when you submit that, that'll go to both Trisha and my email. Or you can email us individually. We want to hear from you. We want to help you. We want to get you information. We want to make sure that you don't just stay stagnant in what you just said. We want to make sure you grow.
Yes.
We will send you a Bible if you don't have one. We will send you materials. We will encourage you. We don't want to say, yeah, you need to come to our church. We want you to grow where you're at. We want you to find the church that you're comfortable in, mm-hmm. because you need to start growing right now. Because, as I said, the devil will start coming, mm-hmm. and try to steal that away from you. And you need to know what the Word says about you, about who you are, and about what you are able to do. So we thank you guys very much. God bless you.
We love you.
And we look forward to next episode.
Yes. Bye. Something that you would want us to talk about? Is there something, any questions you have? We would love to hear from you, good or bad. If you have some negative comments, we will take that under consideration and pray about that.
Yes, we will. So you guys have a great day or night or afternoon or whatever it may be when you're listening to this.
We love you guys.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Messengers Radio Program.